So praise the Lord. Now, before we go to the Word of God, let's come before Him in prayer. Our great God and Heavenly Father, we thank You and we praise You. We give You glory. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord. We thank You that You have given Your only begotten Son as a sacrifice for our sins. Heavenly Father, we thank You for this great salvation. This great salvation that has gone to the ends of the earth. This great salvation that has been preached, proclaimed, and published in all the world. And the fact that, Lord, You have opened our eyes to behold this great salvation and to embrace this great salvation. Heavenly Father, we thank You for this. And now we pray, Lord, that may Your word come to strengthen Your people. May Your word now come to edify Your people. Lord, may Your word come to create great joy in the hearts of Your people as we rejoice in Your great salvation. This we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right, today I want us to look at a text that we read earlier from the book of Isaiah. So please, if you can, turn with me to Isaiah chapter 52. Isaiah chapter 52 and verse 10. Isaiah chapter 52 and verse 10. And if you're listening to the broadcast out there wondering where you find it in the Danish Bible, it's found on page 654. Page 654 in the Danish Bible. All right, Isaiah chapter 52 and verse 10. I'll read. The Lord has bared His holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. I'll read it again. The Lord has bared His holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Amen. Now, dear brothers and sisters, today I will invite us to consider how profound and how great these words are from the prophet Isaiah. And I will seek to demonstrate to us that Isaiah here is describing nothing less than how the gospel of salvation has gone to the ends of the earth. The gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, whereby every family on earth, whereby every tribe, people, language, and nation has been blessed. Let's take a look at it, shall we? Isaiah writes, "The Lord has bared His holy arm before the eyes of all the nations." The Lord has bared His holy arm. Now, what exactly is meant here by the Lord's holy arm? And what is meant by this expression, bared? What is meant when the text says that the Lord has bared His holy arm, which also can be stated as the Lord has laid bare or He has uncovered His holy arm? What is meant? Now, in order to shed some light on this, let us shortly turn to Psalm 98. Let us turn to Psalm 98 and verse 1. And if you're listening to the broadcast and wondering where that is found in the Danish Bible, it is found on page 535. Page 535 in the Danish Bible. But when we turn to Psalm 98 and verse 1, we will find language that is very, very similar to that of Isaiah 52. very, very similar language is being used. Psalm 98 and verse 1. Here we read these words. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. Now, this is exactly what Isaiah was talking about. He was talking about the Lord's holy arm involved in bringing about salvation. And the psalmist continues in verse 2. He writes, "The Lord has made known his salvation. He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations." Now, please notice these words. The Lord has made known his salvation. He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations. Yes, please take note of the words "has made known" and "has revealed," because I believe that it is safe to say that this is the sense and the meaning of the term "to lay bare" that we read about in Isaiah chapter 52. So when we read in Isaiah chapter 52 and verse 10 that the Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, it means that the Lord has made his holy arm known, that the Lord has revealed his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations. But what then is meant by his holy arm? What is meant by this holy arm of the Lord that has been bared, that has been shown forth, revealed, and that has been made known to all the nations? Well, I'm so glad you asked. Please, let us read a little further in Isaiah, and we shall indeed find the answer to our question. And please, if you will, let us turn to chapter 53 and verse 1. Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 1. Because here we read the following words. Who has believed what he has heard from us? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? I'm sure you already know, but might I ask, dear brothers and sisters, what is it that is described for us in Isaiah chapter 53 as the arm of the Lord? Well, it is a who rather than a what, isn't it? It is indeed a he, isn't it? It is he who grew up before the Lord like a young plant and like a root out of dry ground, as verse 2 says. Who, physically speaking, had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. Yes, it is indeed he who is described in verse 3 as one who was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And verily, this arm of the Lord is the very same one of whom it is written in verse 5 that he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, that is, peace with God, and with his wounds we are healed. Dear brothers and sisters, surely there can be no doubt whatsoever as to the identity of who this is. This is, of course, none other than our Lord Jesus Christ. The holy arm of the Lord is none other than the sinless Son of God, Yea, this is the spotless Lamb of God, on whom the Lord has laid the iniquity of us all, as verse 6 says. This is the suffering servant of God, the Messiah, of whom God says in verse 8 that he was stricken for the transgression of my people. This, my dear brother and sister, is our Savior. And what a Savior he is. But now, let us go back. Let us return to Isaiah chapter 52 and verse 10. And let us read this verse again. It says, "The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations." And by this, we now understand that the Lord has revealed his Son. And the Lord has made the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ known before the eyes of all the nations. And as a result, all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God, Isaiah writes. Praise be to our God. Now, my dear brother and sister, do we fully comprehend what this text of Scripture is saying? It is saying that because the Lord has revealed his Son, because the Lord has made the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ crucified known to all the nations, salvation has indeed come to us, the Gentiles. It has come to the Americans. It has come to the English, to the Chinese, to the Indians, to the Filipinos. It has come to the Ugandans and to the Brazilians, to the Canadians. Yes, even to us Danes it has come. Because, as this scripture says, all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. But how is it that you and I have been brought to see? Again, the scripture is clear. You and I have been brought to see through the preaching of the good news. You and I have been brought to see through the proclamation of the gospel, whereby the Lord so graciously has opened our eyes that we might see and that we might call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. This is the clear testimony of the scriptures. And this is what the scripture also clearly says in Romans chapter 10, verse 13 through 15. Please, if you turn there. Romans chapter 10, verse 13 to 15, page 1030 in the Danish Bible. Romans chapter 10, verse 13 to 15, page 1030 in the Danish Bible. Now listen to what Romans chapter 10, verse 13 to 15 says. It says, "For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written," and here Paul quotes from Isaiah chapter 52, "how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news." How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. Indeed, brothers and sisters, how beautiful were the feet that brought the gospel to you and to me. Now let us keep in mind, and let us be reminded in this Christmas season, that we also need to have beautiful feet. Feet that are ready to go, feet that are ready and willing to go out and to proclaim the gospel of peace. This precious gospel that speaks to us about reconciliation between God and men by means of the atoning sacrifice of God's own Son on the cross of Calvary. Now, Christmas, as you know, speaks to us about a baby boy in a manger. And unfortunately, not many are willing to go beyond the manger and to see beyond the manger. But we need to. We need to. Because this baby boy was not just any baby boy. No, this baby boy was different. He was unlike any other baby boy that has ever been born. Why? Because he was both fully God and he was fully man. He was the promised Messiah, the king who was to be both the Son of God and the Son of David. Indeed, he was the Savior who was to take away the sins of the world. That is, not just the sins of the believing Jews was he to take away. No, he was to also take away the sins of every believing Gentile of every nation, everyone who believes in him. Therefore, my dear brother and sister, may the Lord be with us. May he give us the boldness to speak and to proclaim the gospel to all people. Yes, indeed, may he give us the power and the boldness to be witnesses for Christ, both in this season as well as out of this season. That the name of the Lord may be hallowed, and that the name of the Lord may be glorified and lifted up among the nations to the glory of our great God. And may the Lord bless his word to us today. Amen. Amen. Now, let's pray. Our great God and Heavenly Father, we thank you and we give you praise. O Lord, when we look at your great salvation, we are lost for words, O Lord. Lord, we marvel when we look at your grace, when we look at your unconditional love expressed towards guilty sinners, undeserving sinners. O Lord, when we behold your amazing grace, O Lord, what can we say? Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you. We are so eternally grateful. Lord, may your name be lifted up this day, this season, and Lord, also in the time to come, even forevermore. This we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thou must save, and thou alone. Let's end this worship service the way we began, by going to the Lord in prayer. Our great God and Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We give you glory. Thank you, Lord, for your great salvation. Thank you, Lord, that your holy arm has been bared to all the nations, for all the nations to behold, for all the nations to see your Son crucified for sinners. Thank you, Lord, for revealing this great salvation, even to the ends of the earth. Thank you, Lord, that we undeserving sinners has been given a part in this, O Lord. Thank you that this great salvation has been given to us for free. We could not deserve it. We could not earn it. But thanks to the work of our Savior on the cross, this salvation is now ours. Lord, it is too great for us to comprehend. But we give you praise for it, Lord. We give you glory. Heavenly Father, we pray that the word we have heard today may encourage us. We pray that it may stir our hearts to serve you more, stir our hearts, O Lord, to evangelize, to shine the light of your glorious gospel into this dark world. And we pray, Lord, that as we do, we pray that, Lord, you may draw sinners unto yourself. Lord, that you will have mercy upon this nation, both those who are indigenous Danish people, as well as those who are foreigners in this country. Heavenly Father, we pray, may you draw all by the gospel call. May you draw them in your mercy. Lord, may you show them your grace. May you open their eyes, O Lord, to behold your great love displayed towards sinners in the cross of your Son. Heavenly Father, we thank you for our country. Thank you, Lord, that we can still say that we live in a free country. Heavenly Father, we pray that, Lord, as the pandemic is surging once again, Lord, Father, we pray that, Lord, may you have mercy upon us. Lord, we pray that we may be able to keep our freedoms. Lord, that we may still be able to gather, that we may still be able to preach and to proclaim your gospel. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will be with us. We pray, Lord, that despite the circumstances, may your gospel go forth. May it not be dependent upon nothing else than except for your power and your blessing. Heavenly Father, we pray also in this time of pandemic that, Lord, may you give wisdom to our government. May you give them wisdom to lead this country. And Father, not only when it comes to this pandemic, but also give them wisdom and insight and knowledge on how to lead this country in a righteous way. So that, Lord, those who do evil may be terrified and that they may be punished. And so that those who do good may be encouraged and may be rewarded. Heavenly Father, we also pray for the church in this country. We pray for the churches we mentioned earlier. And Father, we pray, Lord, may you add your blessing to the work that is being done there. May you add your blessing to the preaching of the word and to the evangelism. And, O Lord Jesus, may you grow your church. May you build it as you promised. Lord, we pray once again, may you, for the sake of your Son, forgive us all of our sins. Forgive us, O Lord, for all the sins we have committed, knowing very well that what we did was evil. Forgive us the sins, Lord, we have committed unknowingly. Forgive us the sins, O Lord, we have done by acting, and also the sins we have committed by not acting. Forgive us the sins we have committed by what we said, and forgive us also the sins we have committed by not saying what we should have said. Forgive us, O Lord, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us from the sins that so easily entangles us. Lord, that we may run the race that you have set before us, and that we may run it to your glory. And Father, Lord, we pray, may you bless us and may you keep us. Lord, may you cause your face to shine upon us, and may you be gracious to us. Lord, may your countenance be lifted towards us, and may you give us peace. This we pray in the mighty name of your Son. This we pray in the name that is above every name. This we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.